I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that roughly a third of the U.S. homes with children have guns on the premises, posing a potential risk of injury to children and teens. To talk about keeping children safe from firearm injury in the home is Dr. Annie Andrews. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and the director of advocacy for the Department of Pediatrics at MUSC. Dr. Andrews, what are the specific risks to children and teens related to guns in the home?
Well, we know that firearms are the second leading cause of death for American children and also the second leading cause of death for children in South Carolina. And those deaths include homicides, suicides, and unintentional injuries.
You're a pediatrician. Why have you taken an active role in gun safety for children?
Well, I'll be honest, I first engaged on this issue as a mother worried about the safety of my own children. But as a pediatrician, I quickly learned that it is part of my job to speak out and advocate for children who can't do so for themselves. And with firearms being the second leading cause of death for children in our country and these deaths being preventable, I felt like it was something I really needed to focus on.
What's your biggest take-home message that you'd like parents to know?
We know that storing guns safely in the home reduces the risk for suicide and unintentional injuries in children in that home. Safe storage means your gun is stored locked, unloaded, and separate from ammunition. And we need to ask about guns in the homes where our children are going. So before a play date, before you send your children to aunt and uncle's house, we need to be asking about the presence of guns in those homes and ensuring that they are properly secured.
And obviously, parents are in charge of storing guns safely. Any other tips related to that?
There have been studies that have shown teaching kids to say no or to walk away are not effective. We cannot rely on curious children to know what to do if they come across a firearm. We know that adolescents' brains are still developing, and we cannot rely on them to make the right decision if they ever encounter an unsecured firearm. So it remains the adult's responsibility to properly store them, even in the teenage years.
And you mentioned suicide. Any other details about the importance of storing guns safely to prevent teenage suicide?
So we know that almost 20% of adolescents report considering suicide in the previous year. Firearms are the most lethal method of suicide, whereas 85% of suicide attempts with firearms ultimately end up in death. Most teenagers who have survived a suicide attempt report contemplating the suicide attempt for only about 10 minutes prior to taking action. So when teenagers are having these passing thoughts of suicide, if in that moment they have access to unsecured firearms, that can become lethal.
Tell us what role healthcare providers are playing in this potential danger to kids.
So I think it's really important for pediatricians and other healthcare providers to think about firearm screening and safe storage counseling at every patient encounter. Here at MUSC in our pediatric primary care clinic, we've made this a focus in the past 2 years, and we've gone from a rate of asking about firearms at about 3% of our well-child checks, now up to over 80% of the well-child checks. We are asking about firearms in the home, providing safe storage counseling, and even distributing free gun locks to families who need them.
Dr. Andrews, thanks for providing information about gun safety in the home and keeping children safe.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.